Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's go ahead and invite Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, we're here tonight. How are you tonight, Russ?
Doing wonderful tonight, and we're looking forward to another great show tonight. What's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
I kind of want to get into a little bit of supernatural conversations tonight, different experiences. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about what's supernatural things. Do you have anything on mind that you'd like to share with us tonight, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share, as we get closer to the fall, people are starting to think more about Halloween now that we're just starting to come out of the summer.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like a lot more paranormal movies are starting to come out.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of it is, getting people to accept that, that there is a spirit world out there, that, it is real.
Right.
And I just wanted to share, we've worked with some of these paranormal groups before in the past, and we've even showed them, that the spirit world is real, because we've used, hypnosis and hypnotize, some of the, people in their group to make contact with these spirits. And what's your feeling on that, Ethan?
Well, it makes a lot of sense. Like you say, getting close to Halloween and different events happening. Just like, there's a lot of things that are happening up in the mountains. We're starting to see a lot more UFOs and Bigfoots and different kinds of supernatural things, alien activity. We're starting to see a lot of different things going on.
Would you say that the veil is getting thinner? Is that why they're coming through?
I think we're getting closer, and those dimensions are opening up, and people are going to start seeing more and more different kinds of things. Not just those things, but like you say, vampires, zombies, demons, witches, all kinds of different supernatural things coming out.
I mean, I've even heard on the internet that they've found mermaids before.
Yeah, mermaids, goblins, different things like that, vampires,
Yeah. So there, a lot of the stuff that people thought they were just, fairy tales or whatever, now they're becoming real, they're in this reality now. They're starting to come through.
Right.
And so I think, as we get further into 2012, people are going to start experiencing even more than that.
Right.
I honestly believe that we're going to, have some alien contacts where people are going to start seeing more and more aliens, as they start appearing themselves to us.
That's very true.
Yeah. And what do you feel that these beings, you know, from these other dimensions, do they have messages for us?
Well, I think a lot of them do, and a lot of them are also wanting the, you know, the human race to make some changes too.
Right.
I think, you know, just because of where we're heading, you know, in the future with our economy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, things are starting to, you know, gradually fall apart. And so, you know, people are going to have to start, you know, thinking and becoming more of the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as we get further into, you know, this year too, people are going to start shifting more towards the right brain. So, you know, a lot more is going to happen once that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, you know, we, you know, a lot of people that have never experienced something are going to start experiencing things. I mean, you got to, you know, experience something at a very young age, you know, that a lot of people have never experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your feelings on that, Ada?
Well, I think with those experiences, I think it helps us to grow and learn, and
mm-hmm.
and it helps with our testimony and our faith.
Right.
You know, and that's all about faith, you know. It's just like, well, that movie that you told me to watch, Frozen, you know, where they get stuck
yeah.
up in the mountains on the rafts, you know. That can happen to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Just a matter of faith, you know. You believe in something, like something will happen, or God will mm-hmm. protect you or watch over you. You know, and I'm sure certain people have been in those situations.
Oh, yeah. Main thing is, what are you going to do, you know, when it happens?
Right. And I think it's all about survival.
Yeah. And that's where we're all headed.
Looks like there's some callers, and some of them looks like they might have hung up. I don't know if you want to get to the readings.
Well, let's go ahead and invite our callers to join us, you know, and we could start doing some readings. So we have one caller right now. Why don't you go ahead and invite that caller?
Okay, from the 646 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Chris. I'm calling from California.
Great. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I wonder if, you know, if I've been contacted by beings from the outer space or from the spiritual side, because I feel like I wanted to have that kind of contact, and yet for some reason I'm not getting, you know, the messages for myself.
Now, first of all, have you ever seen a UFO or had any kind of, you know, close contact with any?
No.
And what are your feelings about that?
I'm sure there's something out there, you know, because the universe is so vast. But me personally, I'm surrounded by a lot of people who are very ego-based. So in a way, you know, I don't believe in it.
Right.
Because it kind of would flow. But I do know, like, you know, deep down, I do know that there's something out there and there's more that meets the eyes.
Now that's very interesting. Now, I just wanted to share something with you, and then I'm going to have Adrian tell you, you know, his experience. you know, when Adrian was younger, he always wanted to see an angel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he had heard of people that claimed that they had seen them before. And then one night, when we were doing some of our fourth level training and our hypnosis, Adrian got, he was able to see an angel, and this was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Adrian, mm-hmm. do you want to share that with them?
Yeah, I remember seeing one off in the distance when we were up in the mountains, and it looked like an orb, but it was transformed into an angel with wings.
Well,
and this angel stood really tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did it talk to you?
No, I didn't make communication, but I got to see it, you know, in a physical form.
I see.
But what's real interesting, that was his first experience. It wasn't long after that that Adrian started having a lot more experiences with the angels. And, you know, and that's what we both thought, you know, was amazing, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, and the same thing goes, you know, for UFOs. You know, I've seen them late at night. I used to work graveyard for about 15 years, so I was always looking into the sky at nighttime. And I saw some things that I've seen satellites. I know what the space shuttle looks like up in the sky. And these were not the same.
No, they weren't the same.
No.
They move fast, too.
Yeah, they are fast.
Well, a few years ago, I think about 6 years ago, I met a woman. She passed away like 2 weeks later after our initial encounter. And she gave me a very interesting message. And I wonder if her message, you know, is intended for me to know, or that if everything was just a coincidence.
Would you be willing to share that with us, what your message was?
Sure. I was a student at a time, and this woman sort of arrived at the place where I used to work, and I was a student there, and she basically told me that I'm going to become this, you know, I'm going to go into this career X, let's call it. And, you know, that was really my first or second time meeting this lady, and I don't even know, you know, I've never really interacted with her, so I don't know where she got that from. But that was the field that I intend to go into anyway. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess you kind of picked it up. And I went through a pretty dark period in the last 3 years of my life where things are just kind of coming are very disappointing for me, and that things didn't go well. And my career is at its lowest point right now. And I kind of thought back to to what she said to me 6 years ago. It just seems like it's impossible now because, you know, there's so many roadblocks that are blocking me from achieving that.
You know, that's all interesting that you would bring up this subject. Me and Adrian are both not only readers, but we're both entertainers also.
Mm-hmm.
We entertain on stage.
Okay.
And we do stage shows. We do, you know, hypnotist shows, more of a comedy hypnotist shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been sort of difficult for us over the past, it's been already 2-3 years now. we keep hitting these roadblocks, you know, preventing us from doing our shows.
Right.
You know, whereas before, it seemed like we were always getting shows.
Right.
But, you know, more than any, I think, we're in what they call a spiritual war. And I think a lot of, you know, the dark side is, you know, working hard to discourage us so that we don't, you know, let people know more about the subconscious mind and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it is, you know, we have to just work harder. And so, you know, in order, because it's something that we, you know, have that, you know, true love for, you know, and that's what we resonate with. And I just wanted to share that with you. You know, that's pretty much probably where you're at right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Adrian, was there anything else you wanted to share on that?
Well, I'd just like to mention, I think that's where a lot of people are because of this mess that we're in with the economy. Because like what you said, you know, we had them before 9/11, we had them left and right, you know.
Yeah.
And now it seems like things are really slowing down for a lot of people, and people are more conservative now than they ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of put a hold on things, you know. And I think now it's just a matter of survival. Now it's a matter of, you know, what can we do to make ends meet and protect our families.
Right.
And
yet the
basics, you know.
And yet the top 1%, you know, they continue to prosper and, you know, and do pretty well. So that's why I just wonder, like, really, where is justice and where this world is going towards? And, you know, people make a huge hype about 2012. I really think the people who are most affected are the middle class and the lower class. I mean, the upper class, who are really the people who need to change, they're not remotely affected by this.
Well, basically, you know, if you start doing some research, find out that this, excuse me, this 1%, you know, this is all part of the plan that they want to wipe out the middle class and, you know, and have more control, you know, over the masses. You know, that's why we keep going further into debt. The feds keep printing more of this money that's not worth anything. You know, people are, you know, all these protests and everything, you know, people are beginning to awaken and seeing, you know, what really is going on.
And also,
right,
a lot of people are not taking out loans anymore because they can't afford to pay them back.
No.
The interest is too high on mortgage payments and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So they throw out the families and they don't know where to go. You know, they become homeless. And they have children, you know, and they can't pay their mortgage payments.
Right.
Right.
That's
and,
why
know,
I wonder,
no,
you know, what the justice is.
The reason why they can't is because there's no jobs.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I wonder, what is the justice?
They're not working.
Go ahead and talk. What was that that you said?
So I guess, you know, I wonder where is the justice and, you know, when are things going to finally turn around? I mean, if we believe that, you know, God is omnipresent and that, you know, that sides with light and love, then really why put people through this type of suffering? and not really, you know, teach the people who really need a lesson, you know, teach them the lessons. Don't torture the innocent.
Well, you know, if you start looking back into, you know, our history, a lot of what's going on is pretty much what we're repeating from the past. Not too much is being focused, you know, on money. A lot of people have put money before, you know, God. And I think a lot of it is, you know, we all have to go back to the basics. And that's where we're headed.
Well, I just feel like what we're heading towards is this this creation of huge gap between the 1% and all the middle class are going to be pushed down into the lower class, so that really the top 1% will have the complete control over, you know, how this world is running. So in a way,
right,
it's going to turn from democratic into a monarchy. The monarchy are comprised of those people that belong to, you know, in the 1% of the population.
You know,
we're going back to that.
That is very true. And the only thing we have to remember is that we are all spirits having a, you know, earth experience.
That, right, but I feel like we are all spirits, but in a way we're not created equal. Some spirits are, you know, are better off than the others. It seems that there's intrinsic, you know, inequity in the way that these, you know, the so-called spirits are. Some spirits are more blessed than the other spirits.
Yeah.
Some spirits are meant to do better and greater things than the other spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So why?
You know, that's all part of our sacred contract, that we all, you know, made that agreement before we came here, you know, what we'd be doing, you know, how much we'd be making, you know, who we'd be working for. And part of it is, it's not of this world, it's where we're going after we leave this world. And that's what we have to remember, that we're only here temporary.
We're only here temporary, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I mean, you know, no matter what happens, it's not going to happen just to one person. It's going to happen to all of us. We're all going to, you know, feel something that's going to come from it. It's going to affect us. The main thing is, you know, we should have done something a long time ago. We let, we are the 90%. You know, why did we allow, you know, these governments to take over and take control, you know, in which we should have been, you know, in control of this world?
Well,
hello.
Decided.
Sure.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I lost you guys.
Oh, okay. But we're gonna be going off the air any minute now, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, we've enjoyed this conversation with you. You know, but we know where you're coming from, and you know, and we're right there, you know. That's why we started the show, so that we can express that, you know, with everybody.
Yes.
The main thing is everybody needs to become aware of what really is going on. Is there anything else, Adrian, you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to share that I think, you know, for this year, I think the law of attraction is also very important for a lot of people that are going through hard times too, to learn about that.
All right.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, guys. I hope
you
things will get
so
a little bit
different. You are so welcome, and we hope that, you know, anything that we were able to tell you would, you know, help inspire you and help you get past, you know, whatever, you know, you've been experiencing. The main thing, and the bottom line is, you know, as we start seeing our economy, whether it's, you know, people losing their jobs or price of food going up or gas going up, you know, we're all being affected by it. And one thing that's going to help us is our faith, you know, to help us get past whatever we're experiencing.
Yes, and I hope things will be better for both of you and that you'll get more shows.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate that.
Best of luck
to you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Have a great night.